सहज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
In the last class, we were discussing about the Atman, and in verse number 128, Shankaracharya says, "Yena bismavidam vyaptam yamna vyapnoti kinchana." By that, the whole world is pervaded, but it is pervaded by none. Atman is pervaded by none, but Atman pervades everything. How Atman is pervading everything? By the principle of existence. Everywhere existence, isness, isness, isness is there. That is how it pervades. Abharupam idam sarvam. Abharup as a consciousness. Rupa idam sarvam. Idam is this. Whatever is this, this is the abharupam. Yam bhanti anubhatmaham. That is illuminating everything. Gurudev writes, that by which all this is pervaded, yet nothing pervades it. We are not able to understand that since our mind is not tuned up to its frequency. We are not able to understand isness. We are not able to see isness. Our mind is tuned up to the frequency of OIT. That is why we are not able to recognize it ordinarily, even though it is present everywhere. It is all pervasive. Pervasiveness is the nature of the subtlety. That which is subtler than the subtlest must necessarily be all pervading. The all pervading cannot be pervaded by anything else. So pervasiveness is measured by subtlety. What is subtlety? What is subtlety? kindle life. Subtleness is a pervades, like an example given by Gurudev, you take a one cube of ice, so it is gross. It takes 1 square inch area. But when it melts, it takes more than that, more than 1 square inch. And when you heat it up, it becomes vapor, steam. It pervades the whole room. So we'll say steam is subtler than water, water is subtler than ice, this way. So what is the subtlest thing? Atman is the subtlest. And what is its function? Yes, sannidhi matrena dehi indriya mano diya viseshu swakiyesu vartante prerita iva. It is sya kiyesu or swakiyesu in your book? If it is sya, ya is there, then make it va. Swakiyesu. Viseshu swakiyesu vartante prerita iva. Here it is to be understood that Om, the Self, is not doing anything. We have to always remember this. The Om, the Self, is not doing anything. It is not the doer. No karta. That is why we call it Atma is akarta. Atma is akarta. By its mere presence, the matter equipment functions. Purusha only looks at Prakriti. Purusha just looks at Prakriti, Maya. And then what happens? Prakriti gets enlivened and does everything. Start working. When the Krishna is nearby, the gopis get excited and dance about. The Sarir Vritti, Indriya Vritti, Mano Vritti are all to be understood as the gopis. Many people misunderstand Lord Krishna's Ras Leela. They don't know the Ras Leela happened when the Lord was only 7 or 8 years old. This all gopis represent the vrittis, the thoughts in us, and consciousness is the Lord Krishna. The gopis look after the cows and tend them. Similarly, the vrittis tend the cattle in us, sense organs with their sense objects. By the mere presence of consciousness, mere presence, the sense organs, the pranas, the mind, the intellect, even the vasanas functions in their respective field. So therefore, the subtle body, gross body or the causal body, all are inert. But because of the presence of the consciousness, all three bodies start functioning. Without interfering with each other, eyes will only see, it will not interfere the function of ear. Had consciousness not been present, none of them would have functioned. Thus it appears that the consciousness prompts the equipment, they function as though prompted by the self, as though actually the self is not prompting. A similar verse came in our Atma Bodh also. If you remember, Atma Chaitanya Asritya Deha Indriya Mano Diya Swakiyarthesu Vartante Surya Lokam Yatha Jana. Verse number 20 of Atma Bodh, we discussed this. Same thing. Atma Chaitanya Asritya, Atma Chaitanya, depending on that Atman. Deha Indriya Mana Diya. Diya means buddhi. Deha, body, indriya, senses, mana, mind, and the intellect. Swakiya arthesu, swakiya, in own field. Buddhi will think, mind will do sankalpikalp, hand will do its own function, eyes will do its own function. Swakiya arthesu, vartante, surya lokam yatha jana, like the surya, when the sun rises, everybody starts his own activity according to their equipment. Their same way, by the presence of consciousness, all equipments in us start functioning. All living creatures consciously or unconsciously draw their energy from the same light and each one acts according to their own vasanas. This is the differentiating factor in all beings. Atman is one and same. All gross body, subtle body are made up same. Pancha Mahabhut is a common factor. What is differentiate one being from another? Vasana. Everybody is acting according to the vasana. So vasana is the controller, causal. Therefore it is called karan sarir. Karan of gross body and subtle body. The sun does not interfere with anyone's activity. It is not even conscious that so many living creatures are drawing their nourishment from it. In the absence of the sun, all activities end. But the sun has nothing to do with the activities that go on. Similarly, the body draws its energy from the consciousness and the individual act according to his vasana. Consciousness, which lends its energy, never interferes with its activities of the individual. Atman will never interfere with our activities. Karo ya mat karo, tumhari marji hai. Never act. Yet, in its absence, no activity would be possible. Okay. Ahankaradi dehanta visyasya sukhadaya vedyante ghatvatiyena nitya bodha swarupina. And where you can experience from the subtlest, innermost concept, ahankar. Starting from ahankar to dehant and the whole world. From the subtlest, innermost concept of I, down to the physical body, the world of objects and the subtle body and its objects, all these are known by the knower. All are drishya. And seer of the drishya is definitely different from the seen. Body and its object constituted of the world of around, and the subtle body and its object consisting of the pleasures and pains, attachments and revulsions are all known just as a pot or as a jar is clearly known in our everyday life. The Sakshi inside us, he knows everything. He knows everything, all our activities. A pot or a jar has not any light of its own. Our gross body, subtle body and causal body has got no consciousness. It's all inert. It is only seen because of the some other source of light. All pots and jars are illumined by the sunlight, which is something other than them. Similarly, all things that are cognized as objects are cognized in the light of consciousness. So when we are cognizing with the light of consciousness. This consciousness is of the nature of the knowledge, which is the nature of the self. This is Chit Swarup. Whatever we come to know, it is because of the Chit Ansh of Satchidanand. It is, Chit is not knowledge of anything, it is knowledge itself. Because of the presence of Chit, the intellect understands everything. This is the great truth which illumines everything. The instruments of experiences and the experiences themselves are illumined by it at all times. What is this great truth? Now comes the verse which we are going to take up today. What is this great truth? Verse number 131.
ईश्वरात्मा पुरुष पुराणः ईश्वरात्मा पुरुष पुराणः निरन्तराखण्ड सुखानुभूतिः निरन्तराखण्ड सुखानुभूतिः सदैकरूप प्रतिबोधमात्रः सदैकरूप प्रतिबोधमात्रः येनेषितावागसवश्चरन् भवन्ति ये नेषिता वागसवश्चरन्ति एषो अन्तरात्मा पुरुषः पुराणः निरन्तराखण्ड सुखानुभूतिः सदैकरूप प्रतिबोधमात्रः येनेषिता वागसवश्चरन्ति.
So what is the nature? Where can I find this Atma? It says, Esa Antaratma. Esa. Esa means this. Shankaracharya is showing it's not far away. It is here. It is this. Where is it? Antaha. Antaha means innermost. Esa, this Atma is the innermost self. It is very close. It is not even a 1 centimeter far from me. It is very close. And this antar bahir is the distinction because of this body. Because of this body we are saying it is antaha. But this body is asat. It is unreal, we all know. Why this body is unreal? Yad drishyam, tad jadam, tad vikari, tad vinasi, tad mithya, asat. Yad drishyam, whatever you are seeing, tad jadam, that is inert. And anything inert is vikari, modifying. Anything which is vikari will perish, vinasi. And anything vinasi is mithya. What is the definition of mithya? That we stage in one period of time, in limited in time. So whatever you are seeing in this world is mithya. Mithya means it is limited in time. Therefore, it is asat. It is not there at all. It is not there. So this body is asat, non-existing. Antar bahir is related with this body. When with reference to this body we say, then Atma is inside. Truly speaking, Atma is subtleless and it pervades everywhere. Inside and outside. Purusha Purana and Purusha, this is most ancient. Purana. And we have read many times that before the creation also it existed. That Paramatma existed even before the creation. The creation dissolves, still it stays. Creation manifest, unmanifest. Manifest, unmanifest. Our body manifest, unmanifest. It manifests from Pancha Mahabhut, goes back to Pancha Mahabhut, again manifest. Purana. So its existence came first. It was existing before the creation came in. Therefore it is Purana, most ancient. Now the question comes, the time and space came later. Time and space came later. He is Kalatit. He is beyond time. He is a desh. He is even without space also. In Tattvabodh we have seen from Brahma and he has got a power Maya. From Maya came space. So he is even beyond space also. Beyond time and beyond space. So let us see today what is time, what is the cause of time. So it is said all activities we take in time only. All happenings in the world is happening in the time and space. So the reality of the world is that time and space. Even the Einstein also said, accepted it, that time and space is the reality. Very good. When and where everything is happening? So it is in everything, in Bavar we are seeing everything is happening in the time and space. The space is there and the activities are going on in particular time. We say it is happening in time and space. Now comes the, what is the definition of time? What is the definition of time? The definition of time is kalo nam kram sambitah. Kalo nam kram sambitah. Kram means sequence. Sambitah means knowledge. Kalo nam. Time is that where we understand the sequence. When we come to know the sequence, then the time comes. What is sequence? Sequence is at least two should be there to make a sequence. In playing cards also you make a sequence. For sequence you need at least two and more than that. So when I am aware of the sequence, then I am aware of the time. Like take a race, running race, 100 meter race. There is a sequence, start and end. And there is a timekeeper, he keeps the time. Before the race starts, the time is zero. This is sequence number one, starting. And the sequence number two is the end. So two sequences are there, then you can measure the time. This is sequence. If that sequence is not there, there is no time. How do you say that? In deep sleep there is no sequence and we don't experience any time. In deep sleep there is no sequence, therefore we don't experience any time. So time means sequence. Although when we are sleeping there may be a table clock. The clock is running, it is showing time. But I am not experiencing time because there is no sequence going on in my mind. Therefore there is no time. Experience at that time. And how we measure time? Normal thing, clock and watch. You have got a second, minute, hour, then day, night, 30 days a month, year, we have got a clock, outside we clock. But suppose you are in a dark room, you are not able to see the clock, how will you measure the time?
Second count. One, two, three.
Sequence is there. The difference between two thoughts, you can measure time. So in two places you will not experience time. One is the deep sleep state, another is samadhi. In samadhi also we have gone beyond our mind. What is mind? Mind is sankalpa vikalpatmak manah, is a flow of thought. If the thoughts are not there, how can you measure time? So in samadhi also there is no thought. In deep sleep also there is no thought. Therefore, in both cases, we are not able to measure time. We don't know. Scientists say the interval between two events is the time. Interval between the two events is the time. Like in the race, the starting and the end. Two events, starting and event. End is the time. But the Rishi and Muni say the difference between two thoughts is time. They were more subtle. But I should be aware of the events. If I am not aware of the event, I can't experience time. In coma, I am not experiencing anything. Therefore, there is no time in coma. The person who is in coma, they have got no concept of time at that time. How time was measured before the watch came? By solar. It's a movement. Again, you see the movement. Because of the movement, from one event to another event, it's a movement. And in Delhi, we have got Jantar Mantar to measure the time. With shadow, you measure that time. So for any movement, you see the sun is also moving. For sun's movement, space is needed. In the clock also, when the second hand moves, the space is there to movement. So for any event, for any movement, space is needed. So time and space are needed. So what is the smallest unit of time?
Nanosecond.
In Bhagavad there is a long list, we are going to read that. But in our, we know the second. What is the second? It's not first, we never say first second. It is always second. Why second? Because you have to measure a time from 0 to 1. The first is the second. So space is needed. Even in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord created 23 tattvas, 23 gods, 23 elements. Now don't get confused with the five elements. And these were created and they were all swatantra, independent. They were not able to create the whole world. Then they prayed to the Lord, O Lord, where shall we go and create? Lord ordered them, create the whole world. So they prayed to the Lord, we are all swatantra, there is no democracy, no loktantra. What loktantra comes there in Bhagavad? There is no loktantra. So please help us. The Lord did the chantra mantra kuch kiya. And they all got united. Then he made a Virat Roop. And they got the space where to act. The same way space is needed. So vritti, now I have to prove that the existence was there before time. When I am saying that Atma Tattva or the Brahman is Kalatit, beyond time, now we have to prove that he is Kalatit. What is time? Time is a gap between two events. Event number one, event number two. Or it is within thoughts, if it is in the mind, thought number one, thought number two. To measure time, the person, the knower, have to be present in the thought number one. Is it not so? He should be conscious of thought number one, then he can measure the difference from thought number one to thought number two. Not only the knower was present in thought number one, he was present even before thought number one. He has to be present before that. Therefore, consciousness was present even before the time. Therefore, that Brahman is Kalatit. And to measure time, we need space. Since he was even before time, he is Kalatit and he is Ades, beyond space also. And always, knower is different from known. The time is known, space is also known. The knower of time and space must be different from known. Therefore, he was present. The conclusion now, that Atman, who is that Atman? I am. I am beyond time, beyond space. This is the conclusion. When the mind is peaceful, at that time also we don't experience time. When I am not interested in anything, then also we don't feel the time. I am not interested in anything, so I am not seeing the different activities, different sequences, different events happening. There is no time there also. And in deep sleep, we have seen no vritti, no time. In samadhi also. In Sikh community, when they meet each other, they say, Sat Sri Akal. Sat, Sat means that existence. Sri Akal, Akal means not drought and famine. Akal means he is beyond time. He is beyond time. So identifying with the body, we say we are in time and space. This body is in time and space. When we are identified with this body, we are in the time and space. But when we talk about the Atman Satchidanand, without this equipment, then it is pure consciousness, is beyond time and space. Beyond time and space. Because he is the knower of time and space. Now we should think and analyze that the knower I, the Shuddha Brahman, my Atman, I am not limited in time and space. Our feeling is this body is limited in this space. I am limited in time. Identified with this body, we think this way. Without body, without equipment, without gross body, subtle body and the causal body, what remains after that? Atman remains. That Shuddha Atman, I am, which is beyond time and space. I am that. And where is that? Esa. Esa is here.
Not Saha.
It's here. Esa Antaratma. Now it is, how is it Puran? Puran is most ancient. In Jagat we can say this is ancient thing. There are many shop ancient. But he is the most ancient. Purusha Purana. But the clocks are different. We cannot have a different clock. Premalji has got a different clock. Paruji has got a different clock. No! Then Bhavar will be different, difficult. You can't transact in the world. So the clock of this world is one, with the second minute here and all this thing. But the Brahmaji's clock is different. Vishnu's clock is different. Lord Shiva's clock is different. Many times I've said, one thousand Chatur Yug is equal to 12 hours of Brahmaji. 1000 Chatur Yug. What is Chatur Yuga? Satyug? Satyug, Treta, Dwapar and Kali Yug. How much is Kali Yug? 4,32,000 years is Kali Yug. Double of that is Dwapar. Three times of Kali Yug is Treta. Dwapar, Treta. And four times is? So 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 is equal to 10. So one Chatur Yugi is equal to 432,000 into 10. So that much year is equal to 12 hours of Brahmaji. And now Brahmaji has got 100 years of life. The whole Brahmaji's life is equivalent to 1 second of Vishnu. Now Vishnuji clock is different. And 100 years of Vishnu life is equal to 1 second of Lord Shiva. His clock is different. So the clocks of different worlds are different. So watch of the dream state also is different. Do you know that? Watch of our dream state, it is said that a person dreams hardly for 1.5 minutes or 2 minutes. But in 2 minutes, he sees at least 1,000 years activity. Janam se leke mrityu tak he will see. So dream clock is also different. Going to the moon, the distance is measured in light years. Is it not so? Their measurement is different. Scientists measure what is the distance between here to moon. They will say in so many light years. Another clock. So time is relative. It is not absolute. It's a relative thing. So from the highest standpoint, there is no time. From the standpoint of consciousness, there is no space, no time. So time and space came later. The consciousness is beyond time and space. But we have got different calendars. Vikramaditya, then we have got Muslim, Hindu. And different people start their new year at different times. Sometimes somebody in Baisakh, somebody on the first, somebody in Diwali. And different time new year. Acha batao, is there is any new in the new year? Nothing new. 31st December, the same 24 hours, 1st January is also same. Is there no new? But we say, yes, the year has passed, a new year has come. That's all. There is no difference. Okay. Eso antaratma purusha purana, it indicates that atma is beyond time. Esa anta, anta means innermost, atma, purusha, purana. Purana means beyond time. Purusha, purana. Nirantar akhand sukham anubhuti. Nirantar, a continuous, akhand, unbroken, sukha anubhuti, experience of happiness. Continuous. Akhand anubhuti. And what is our experience? Akhanda dukha anubhuti. Why akhanda dukha anubhuti? Why? Because we are identified with drishya. With drishya. What is drishya? Whatever is seen is drishya. And what is its nature? Inert. Modifying. Perishing. So anything which is perishing will give you dukkha only, today or tomorrow. Therefore, Lord has said, the whole world is sukhalaya.
No.
Dukkhalaya. It's not sukhalaya, it is dukkhalaya. And in this dukkhalaya, we are trying to find out sukh. Kabhi nahi milega. So, nirantar. He is happy without reason and we get angry without reason also. Atman is happy without reason because it's nature. It's Sachidananda. That is its nature. Like the sugar is sweet, it's its nature. Similarly, its nature is there. That is why since it is present in me, we all want sukh only. Nobody wants dukkha. Why? Because our essential nature is sukh. That is why we all beings, they want only sukh. Dukh is burden on us. Sadaika rupam pratibodha matra. Sadaika rupam, ekam rupam. Sadaika ek rupam. It is chetan sarup, never becomes inert. It never becomes inert. Ek rupam. There is no vikar, there is no modification in it. Sadaika rupam. And pratibodha matra. Have you heard this word earlier also? Pratibodha viditam. In Keno Upanishad, pratibodha matra, pratibodha matra. In each bodha, in each thought is present. Why is present in each thought? Because he is illuminating. Thoughts are inert. In each thought, he is illuminating. Suppose if you want to meet him, kahan jana hoga? Withdraw all your senses. Go to the mind, see the thoughts, see the parade of the thoughts as a sakshi. Don't get identified. Don't travel with the thought. Stay there. Then try to see who is illuminating, where from these thoughts are coming and dissolving. Every second thoughts are coming and dissolving, thoughts are coming and dissolving. Where from that thoughts are coming and dissolving? That source is Atman, that is Chaitanya. Pratibodh, in each thought it is there. You don't have to wait. Conscious thought aayega to pakdenge usko. No! In each thought it is there. Sadaika rupam pratibodha matra yene sita vaga asabha charanti yene sita, commanded by which vaga, speech, asabha, prana, charanti, act. As if they are commanded by. But earlier we have seen sannidhi matrena. Only in presence starts functioning. In Keno Prishad we have seen Kene Sitam Patitam Prejitam Mana Kene Prana Pratham Prayati Yukta. This is the factor which enlivens your prana, your mana, your indriya. And that remains always ekarupaha. There is no change in that. Now tell me the address of the self. Be specific. Take se batao, humko jana hai udhar. Okay, batate hain. Ankara ji, but wait, I will tell you. Verse number 132.
Atraiva sattvatmanidhi guhayam. Atraiva sattvatmanidhi guhayam. Avyakritakasha ushat prakashah.
Avyakritakasha ushat prakasa.
Akasha uccheiravivat prakashate.
Akasha uccheiravivat prakashate.
Swatejasavishvamidam prakashayan.
Swatejasavishvamidam prakasam.
Atraiva sattvatmanidhi guhayam. Avyakritakasha-ushat-prakasha. Akasha-ucchai-ravivat-prakashate. Swateja-savishvamidam-prakashayan.
Atraiva-satatvatmani-dhi-guhayam. Atraiva-atraiva in this body. Satvatmani in the mind full of sattva. In the mind full of sattva, those who are studying Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, Lord is again and again saying you have to take the path of sattva. No? To take the path of sattva. And mind is also made of tamogun.
No, sattva.
Huh? Huh? Which gun? Tamogun. Mind is also made of sattva-gun. Mind is made of sattva-gun. When the sattva-gun is full, dhi-guhayam, in the cave of intellect. So in this body, the mind which is full of sattva, if it is polluted by rajas and tamas, you will not get. In this body, atraiva, in the mind, sattvatmani, which is full of sattva, dhi guhayam, guhayam means a cave. In the cave of intellect, you will get him. So, atma tattva is in the cave. A gupha mein hai, gupha. So what is gupha? What is this cave? Why it is said guha? So in gufa you will find, first thing, you can't see in. A cave from the outside, you feel inside is the dark. From the outside you can't see anything. To know, you have to enter in the gufa. Number three, something precious is inside. Like in our dhi guha, something precious is there. The Atman is there. And in the cinema and all that, you will see in Gupa, they will show it's a dark cobweb, this and that, and then bats flying there and there. And inside some money is there, some gem is there. So something precious is there. And there is no gate. There is no gate in the Gupa. Similarly, in the Hidre Gupa, there is no gate. Like in the ear, there is no gate. On the eyes, we have got gate. We can close and open the gate. But this, there is no gate here. Similarly, in the Hidre Gupa also, there is no gate. Therefore, Bhagavat, it is said, if you listen to Bhagavat Katha, a lot enters here from here. Goes inside. And he sits there. No. And it is dark inside. And if you want to enter, you have to enter with a light. A torch, a light, a masal. And we have to also enter. Same Atma Tattva is inside. It is there, but still we don't go in. Gupa, no gate is not there. It is dark. We still don't enter. It is with us. But we don't enter. It is said, Raj Vidya, Raj Guhya Yoga. Raj Guhya means top secret. Unless somebody tells you, you will never come to know. Whole life you try, you will never get that Atma Tattva. Raj Vidya, this is Vidya of Rajas, kings. Or among all Vidya, this Atma Vidya is the Raja Vidya. No other Vidya can liberate you except this Raj Vidya. Therefore it is called Raj Vidya, Raj Guhya. Unless somebody tells you, you will never get it. In Taittiriya Upanishad, it says, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhaya Parame Vyoman. In Taittiriya Upanishad also same thing. This Atman is what is this? Satyam Jnanam Anantam, this is Atman, Satchidananda. And where it is? Again Guhayam. There also it is the same thing. Satatmani. Satatmani. When the mind is full of sattva, then you get it there. What is he doing there? Kya karta hai wahan bet? So the word is there. Prakasati. He shines. He gives sentiency. Sitting inside the intellect of Guha, prakasate, it illumines. Abhyakrit akasa usat prakasa. Abhyakrit akasa, in the space of unmanifest. Usat prakasa, of the captivating glory. So sitting in the Hriday Guha, it shines. So all of us have got this Atman. And it is sitting inside. And it is shining. Like Akas Uchai Ravivat Prakasate. Akas Uchai Ravi Sun. Same way that Atman is in Hridayakas. Have you heard the word Hridayakas? So in the Hridayakas, that Atma Tattva is shining. Like the Ravi, like the sun is shining outside in the space, same way Atma illumines Hridayakas. Swatejasa Bhismamidam Prakasayan. Swatejasa, by his effulgence, it illumines the whole world. It illumines the whole world. Sun is there. Who will prove the existence of sun? Eyes. But the eyes are inert. Who is illumining the eyes? Mind is also inert. Who is illumining the mind? That self, that consciousness. Consciousness traveling through mind to senses, each illumining that sun. If that consciousness is not there, the sun is not there for me. Swatejasa, Swatejasa, Bhismam Idam Prakasayan. The whole world we are able to see because of the consciousness in me. If that is not there, we can't see the whole world. We'll see one more verse.
Gyata manoham kriti vikriyanam. Gyata manoha kriti vikriyanam. Dehendriya prana krita kriyanam. Dehendriya prana krita kriyanam. Ayogni tattvan anuvartamanah. Ayogni tattvan anuvartamanah. Na cheshtateno vikaroti kinchana. Na cheshtateno vikaroti kinchana. Gyata manoha kriti vikriyanam. Dehendriya prana krita kriyanam. Ayogni vattan anuvartamanah. Na cheshtateno vikaroti kinchana.
So gyata, gyata means the knower. अरे आप तो बताया था अभी वो आत्मा ही जकड़ता. What happened? How can you say the knower? बताएंगे. ज्ञाता मन अहम कृति विक्रियानाम देह इंद्र प्राण कृत क्रियानाम. सेम सेल्फ इज ज्ञाता. यू सी हु इज द नोअर. इट्स नॉट द आत्मन, प्योर आत्मन. इट इज द रिफ्लेक्टेड कॉन्शियसनेस इन माई माइंड दैट बिकम साक्षी. कहाँ पढ़ा था यह? अंतःकरण उपहित चेतन साक्षी, अंतःकरण विशिष्ट चेतन जीव. भूल गया डेफिनेशन तो क्या?
बोर्ड में इतना बड़ा ड्रॉप.
साक्षी, साक्षी इज द ज्ञाता. ज्ञाता व्हाट? मना अहंकृति. अहंकृति मीन्स ईगो. विक्रिया नाम, विक्रिया मीन्स द मॉडिफिकेशन, द चेंजेस. द चेंजेस इन द माइंड. इन द माइंड मेनी थॉट्स आर कमिंग एंड गोइंग. अहंकार ऑल्सो इट इज चेंजिंग. समटाइम आई एम ऑफिसर, समटाइम आई एम हस्बैंड, समटाइम आई एम सन, सम आई एम प्लेयर. दिस अहंकार इज ऑल्सो कंटिन्यूसली चेंजिंग, मॉडिफिकेशन. And the deha, indriya, prana, krita, kriyanam, all the activities of deha, body, indriya, senses, prana, our energy house. So it knows jnata. This reflected consciousness, be very clear, I am not talking about the pure Atman or Brahman, he is akarta. Reflection of that in my mind, the reflected consciousness becomes sakshi. Therefore, your sakshi is different from my sakshi. My sakshi cannot read your mind. It illumines my mind only. It knows my mind, my activities, my senses, my pranas. Na cheshtate na vikaroti kinchan. By self, neither acts nor changes list. It itself night sakshi na cheshtate na vikaroti. No modification in that. We have already seen by any activities of the gross body or the mind, Atman or the sakshi is never tainted. If you have got any doubt, you can consult Premalji. He will tell you that by seeing the red rose, your eyes never become red. And after that, he will tell you further steps. Ay agnivat tan anuvartaman. Ay means iron ball in fire. Agnivat tan, then anuvartaman, taking their form. It's an example. If you take iron ball of different shapes and size and put it in the fire, What will happen after some time? That iron ball will also take the characteristics of fire, which is heat and light, and will give its own characteristics to the fire, which is ball is round and heavy. We call it anyonya adhyas, superimposing the qualities of one another. Tapt loho pindvat. This word has been heard earlier. Tapt loho pind, gol, round, vat. When you put in the fire, that pind, the iron, takes the characteristics of fire, that is heat and light, it takes and it gives its own characteristic to the fire. Fire is never round, but the ball is round. Fire is not heavy, the iron ball is heavy. So it gives and takes the quality of each other. Ay agnivat tan anuvartaman. Same way, Atma Tattva and inner body mixed. Atma and Anatma can never mix. Jameen Asman ka fark hai. But as if it is mixed, Atma Tattva and Anatma. And they gave each other their qualities. What is the quality of Atma Tattva? Sat, Chit and Ananda. To this body, that Atma Tattva gave Sat existence. It gave Chit also. How the Chit came? Reflected consciousness in the mind. From the mind it came to senses, subtle body. From the subtle body it came to the gross body. Now this gross body is sentient. Sat Chit Ananda. And what this inert body has given to Sat Chit Ananda? Inner body has given to Satchidanand its own property. What is that? Changing, modifying. We say, hum mar raha hai. I am dying. He is dead. So inert gave its quality to Satchidanand. Satchidanand gave quality to this Atman. Hua nahi aisa. Appears to be. Atma and body can't mix up. It is an appearance only. Next verse is very good. Na jayate na mriyate. You have heard many times. We'll take up in our next class.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.